We're on the bottom of page 53. Before returning to the Kuda Pnimis of this Maimer, which is the Moir of Chachma and the Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, to be Megala, that Moir of Chachma, the Mechab is explaining the Maila of that Madrega of a Yid, of a Jew. That it's not just a Maisa Ha'odim and Ha'behema, but there's a Maila of a Yisrael, that Yisrael is able, to live in a world outside of himself, Me'eva La'atzmai, beyond himself. Masha'ani Kain, even a guy, as wonderful as he may be, and as kind and generous as he may be, the Torah has been megala to us, the emes of chesed lo mechates, which doesn't mean that a person that's not Jewish is chalila cruel, but it's impossible without that nefesh elokis, without the chelak elokam imal, that is the essence of a Jew, it is impossible, even for the finest Gentile, to be able to be in a place that's altogether outside of himself. And therefore, everything revolves around that world that he lives in. And a person who is a fine person, who has elevated himself, meaning a guy, to give of himself to the world, it's because there's an investment of himself in the world as part of the world. And there is a return on that investment. On some level, in some way, he's bound to the limitations of the physical world. And that doesn't make him greedy or selfish or cruel or nasty, but it makes him limited. He's limited to that mitzias of this world. A Yid, on the other hand, who survived the flood, the tsunami that he was using as the marshal, and is sitting there afterwards and looking around him at the Churban, it's not just a matter of what can I do to help other people, which is a chashuva thing, or what can be done to prevent this in the future, what can we do, how can we build this place, how can we move to another place, all of that, but rather, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? And what is this telling me about a Kodesh Baruch? What's this telling me about a Kodesh Baruch? Many times over the years I've mentioned how the Chofetz Chaim was very old, how he was assigned, there were always different bachrim that were assigned to watch the Chofetz Chaim, to be there with him at night. And one of the bachrim said that he was in the room and he heard. It was very, very late and he didn't hear. He would check once in a while just to see if everything was okay. Chofetz Chaim was really very old and sick, and he was checking to see if he was covered and if everything was okay, and he would look in. And he says, one particular night, there was very strong thunder and lightning. It was a pachad. And he checked in to see the Chofetz Chaim, how he is, and he looked in, he saw the Chofetz Chaim was sitting by the window and was watching the lightning, and was listening to the thunder, and the Bacha looked in, and he heard the Chofetz Chaim saying, Vos vil de tate? What does the father want? What does he want? What does that mean? The Gemara says, What reason is there to have thunder in the world? What's the tachlis? What does it accomplish? What is that? So the Gemara says that that the inyan of thunder is that it awakens within a person a certain sense of God, a yoshamayim. It can straighten out some crookedness. Some of the akun yishabalev can be straightened out. When a person hears a klap, he remembers that there's something bigger than him in the world. But that's how the Chofetz Chaim lived. every minute of his life. Whatever he saw, whatever happened to him, it was never about just myself and my, it was Vos Vil De Tate. What is Hashem Shbaruch want? What is Hashem telling us? It's always something beyond the self. Of course, what's the avoida? But bigger than that place or time. So he continues on page 53 that these kind of thoughts, machshavas taheris eila, these kind of thoughts, these pure thoughts, boyreis koyches amalachim toivim apoylim lamala ulamata. We know that the machshavas that a Jew has, the thoughts, the words, the actions of a Jew, have a tremendous impact upon the world above. We talked about that last night about the Purim Masib. That the stomping in one place causes the wine to dance in another place. And when a Jew thinks of something, when a Jew says something, when a Jew does something, it's not just that it has an effect upon his environment or the person next to him. It has an effect upon all the olamos. It's only possible by a Jew. The Ramchal talks about this at length, and all the Svarim tell us. Shloi kamachshavas agoy, unlike the thoughts of a goy, hamishaytetes ach verak mitachas l'shamayim, the playing field of a goy is mitachas l'shamayim, is beneath the heavens, which in this world. That's the playing field. So nowadays, because of technology, a person can have a very, very big playing field, and he can have a very big effect upon things. You could have a person with a computer, he could reach the four corners of the world, but it's the world. It's the world. It's tachas l'shamayim, v'al pnei ha'aretz. But it could be that this, even if this person he's hooked up to every computer, whatever, and he could reach all the different places in the world, and he is advertising, and they know of him. But it's all in this world. Ish Yisrael nageya upal b'shar shehabriha elyonim, and Ish Yisrael, a Jew, in his thoughts, words, and actions, is affecting the shar shehabriha, the roots of all creation, of all worlds. The machshavtei al Hashem Shbaruch, when the Yid sits and is thinking about the Kodesh Baruch, Hasharish Hamechayi Mahava Hakol, the one who brings existence and gives life to all that exists, the Hirhura of the Kavanais of Mashpiyim Taldasim Machal Holimus, the person's thoughts, the thoughts of a Jew, even the Swamsi, even the passing thoughts of a Jew, have a hashpa on all of the olamos. Nimtza shanekudam yechedes shvachal darg v'briya. What we're learning is that each of the levels of creation, from the lowest, which is daimain means inanimate things like rocks and so on, to tzameach plants and chai animals, medaber a human being, and the madrega of Yisrael. Shanekudam yechedes shvachal darg v'briya. The unique point, which is in every darga of creation, that defines what it is. And that's what makes it different from the other madrega. So we saw that a plant is able, in its place, that a plant is able on some level to, in a very, very subtle way, to move. I mean, you can have it from a little seed to become a big, big, big tree. There's an inyan of growth and movement. And that distinguishes it from a rock that is meshubed to its place without that kind of a change. And then you have the madrega of a balchai and so on. Each madrega, as all the Rishonim explain, is defined by that unique korach that it has. Umikorach hina muvdelas mehadagas acheres. Machshavta shel Yehudi. The thoughts of a Jew. Peretzes, next page, as gvulois ha'atzmius. So what is the nekud that's miyached a Jew? What is it that distinguishes him in how he functions from everything else that exists, from everything else that exists, from all other human beings. So, Kodem Kol, what distinguishes him from an animal, all human beings, says, Peretzes es gvulei sa'atzmiyos. An animal is, as we learned last week, an animal, of course, is concerned only with itself. It doesn't make a difference if the whole world is destroyed and there's a marble. As long as he has his patch of grass, everything's okay. He doesn't think outside of himself. An animal doesn't think in such a way. So Kodem, a human being, has that maila. The human being is able, stop, a human being is able to think in his thoughts outside of the atzmius of himself. Thinking only of oneself, we learned last time, that's das behema. That's how an animal thinks, only of itself. That's what the Maral tells us, that the union of behema is ba-ma. In it is what it is. It's not any other thought, only what it is and what it has, whether its stomach is full. So that, a human being, even someone who's not Jewish, is able to think about others, and is able to distinguish himself from a behemoth by thinking of people and places and things, concepts, outside of him, outside of himself. That is a das ben adam. But a Jew, the thoughts of a Jew, umeshaberes gam es mechitzos ha'olam hatachtai. Das goy means that as fine as this goy is, his das is sof kol sof limited and contained within the mechitzos of the olam hatachtai, of this world. It can't go beyond this world. It can stretch to the limits of the world. And there are wonderful people that try that in good ways. And there are others in bad ways that want to destroy and to take over the world. Only the machshavas of a Jew is mishaberes gamis mechitzes ha'il matachtan, which is das goy, lis alis mikolze, that this is the unique madrega of a Jew. Remember, just like you have rocks and plants and animals and human beings, and each one is defined by its unique quality, the unique quality of a Jew is to go to something which is me'ever, to go beyond the confines of this finite world, and to have an impact beyond this world. Ulahara berachveis ubeamuna ala sherish ha'elyon shel kol davar. And a yid is able to think about the chachma, the seichel shebechol davar, shezois mitzias ha'emes shel habriya, of what each thing in the world really is. In other words, for a goy, a table is really a table. The sky is really the sky, and the floor is really the floor. That's what it is. There's no inyan of Yichud HaTaton, Yichud HaIloh, of Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchuso La'olam Ve'ed. There's no inyan in that world that's called Das Goy. There's no such thing as being able to connect to the Seichel Shebechol Davar, to the Pnimius, to what that really is. A table is only a lavush for something deeper than the table. Not that it's not a muscle, not just that it can symbolize something else. Goyim talk about symbols also, that something symbolizes something. And many, many times you'll hear speeches, Torah speeches, that are using the word all the time, symbolizing and symbolizing and symbolizing. It's a very goyish sprach, the whole lashon of symbolizing. It's not a Jewish thing to symbolize. The table, we're not talking about the table symbolizes, we're talking about the table is. But it is. It's not just a piece of formica, a piece of wood. What it is. What's a shin? What's a lamed? What's a ches? What's an end and nun? What is it? What's the seichel shebal chaldav? What's the elokus inside of what that makes a table? It's not that it symbolizes something; it's what it is, and what it is goes back to the sherish of all creation, which is elokus. A Jew alone is able to connect to that. Completely outside of himself and beyond the limitations of his body. And bazen nasa liyehudi umisyachir b'dargis Yisrael. And that's what makes him into a Jew, and that's what gives him his dargis Yisrael. Now we come back to what we were talking about until now with Chochma and Bina. But now we can understand it in a deeper way. I say, Harilono bitui tamsisi bahir. So we have now a clear tamsis. L'mashu hurcha v'maymer ma'ar chochma ubina shtei kaiches ba'adam. Duba sham shakarach shel ha'chochma. We learned the difference between chochma and bina. And we learned that the karach shel ha'chochma hu lahabit al hadvar mibachutz. The koch of chachma is to be able to see something outside of oneself, to see the bigger picture. We don't have to go over that. We spoke about that for weeks and weeks. To see the entirety, to see the tachlis. Oifin makif v'kolel, in a way that's encompassing and inclusive. Kibishas is neitzitzus harayon. We used the marshal. You remember the fellow that had the idea to write a Sefer Torah for his grandfather, whatever? That his neitzitzus of the idea, that spark of something before it descends into all of the prote-protem of how to buy this and who the cipher is going to be and where to go and who to speak to raise money. Lirayis hametzius kefi shehi. To be able to see the metzius for what it is, lo mibad pirut upirut, pirut upirut hamatzav ha'atzmi v'nechachi. Not by breaking down everything into the fragments of the particular this detail and this detail and that detail. That's bina. Ha'orazu tuvan atam ha'ayid. Now we could come back and understand this much more. She'isuf koyach ha'machshava rak el hanase ba'atzmius ubanoichius. A person whose entire life is spent thinking about himself. Again, himself doesn't have to mean that he's a greedy, selfish person. But everything revolves around how something affects him, how something influences him. If you look in the Netziv and Hamikdavar and Parashat Bereishis, so the Netziv talks about what happened when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Tovara. What happened? What was the essential change that took place when they ate from the Eitz Hadas? And the Netziv explains over there that as a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas, Adam was mekabel das atzmai. Das atzmai, the Netziv says over there, is that Adam began to look, man began to look at the world with himself at the center of the world. Even when it came to Avodas Hashem, how does this Avodah affect me? Where does this Avodah take me? But the bottom line is that everything revolves around man. And man saw himself after eating from the tree. The Eitz Hadas is Das Atzmai. To know himself and to see himself as the center of the universe. And because of that, all the cheshbonos somehow in some way come back to himself. Even the spiritual cheshbonos that are very, very fine, but they come back to himself. such a person who dagas chai. On different levels, if a person is thinking, always returns to himself, then in some way he's in a madrega of a bal chai, of an animal. Because an animal thinks only of itself. The whole country was destroyed. He has a little bigger fruits and vegetables, and he's okay. That's it. So, even if a person doesn't think only of himself, he thinks of other people in the world. Again, he's not just someone who's obsessed with himself. He thinks of others. He's a medaber. He's already this is already a human being. This is what he called before das goy. So, a person is already on a madrega of das goy. Das goy means a very fine goy, who's able to think about other people and other places and so on. Liris is habriya bechlalusa, to see the creation and to see the world around him. His eyes are open. It's not just like an animal that has only that's on four and looks down and sees only what's in front of him. This already we're talking about a medaber, a human being that is thinking about all of creation, meaning this world. Mikomakom. Still, if at the end of those thoughts it comes back to himself, then how different is he really? Is the human being really, how different is he from the animal? But to see the Metzius, meaning of Elokus, that's beyond the world, and to be Mizdabik in that Metzius. And now we can understand what we've learned in a very different way. Two people are coming to daven. Two people are coming to be mekame mitzvah. So two people are coming to shul. Serious people are coming to shul. Two people are going to shofar, to megillah, to sukkah, whatever, going to a mitzvah. One of them is going to do the mitzvah, or to go daven, because Hashem wants him to. She yisol yif'alu as ma'asei ha-mitzvahs, v'yashpiyu b'kach b'yon b'sachtayim. Then Hashem assigned each and every Jew to be mekayim the mitzvahs and to daven, and in doing so, to be mashpia on all worlds. Vila sheni, the second, so that's what one guy's thinking. Vila sheni pal machmas atzmai. The other guy, he's going to daven to do the mitzvah. Machmas atzmai. Umahar al nagel lelevadim. He's thinking about himself. What? La vila dargimus yemes. Is this davening, what madrega is this davening going to bring me to? How much closer is this going to bring me to Hashem? How am I going to be able to, how am I going to be able to help that person in my davening and so on? All of that is again, it's all good. But belira leroy me machshav the almashe me'evaloi. But he's not able to lift his thoughts to a place that's beyond himself. How is this mitzvah helping me? How is this davening helping me, or on a higher level helping somebody else, but in somebody else that I know? Somebody else that I know, because that's also negeh to me. I don't want that friend to die. I don't want the parent to die. I don't want my kid to die. God forbid. We don't want any of that. And even if someone tells you, would it be much better for your kid? It'd be much better for your father. It'd be much better for your mother. This world is horrible. What do you need it for? They don't need it. Let them go. Isn't that? What's the point of remaining here? This world is no good. So how come we resist that? We resist that because we don't want to be without that person. So it comes back to the self. Both of these Jews were mekayem the ratzon Hashem. Reuven and Shimon, they both davened and they both did the mitzvah. Kol echad kefi erkai, each one according to his madrega. Upalu was hanifal koach masayim, and they were able to accomplish with what they did. Brahm. However, Tsei Ulamad, my Rava Hevdal. Take a look and see the big difference. Then Machshava Zula Chavata, between the thoughts of Reuven and the thoughts of Shimon. Ad ki achas nesuva soviv tzira atzmis bilvad. One of them, even in his learning, even in his davening, even in his mitzvah, it was always about him. The whole time it was about himself. Lumas hazaka yaseh, unlike the other person, whose avodah was pure. Asher mecharveha noigais lamala. The other person expanded and went beyond himself, lamala. In order for a person to free himself, to be freed from these thoughts of oneself, to be able to think about beyond oneself, to think about a Kodesh Baruch. Yesh la hashrish benefesh as a yisoid harishon v'hagadol. We have to be mashrish in the nefesh. We have to connect very deeply to this big yisoid, which is the beginning of all of Eilis Hashem. Sharuchni is himitzias kayemas ba'olam. What I was saying before, that the table doesn't symbolize something. The table is something. In other words, ruchni is, we were raised thinking that spirituality doesn't really exist, but rather, it's a feeling, it's an emotion. Spirituality is a feeling. Not that there's a mitzias that's beyond the mitzias that we see with our eyes. That's why all the speeches that we've heard over the years growing up about how this is a symbol of that, and this symbolizes this, and the Pesach Seder, this symbol, the Maror symbolizes, and the Matzah symbolizes. All of that, all the, that Goyish talk, it had an impact upon us over the years. That you begin to think that Ruchni is some sort of an emotion. It's a spiritual guy, it's a spiritual girl. And spirituality is something which is a perspective. That's not true. Spirituality is a mitzvah. The table, the physical mitzvah, is not really what it appears to be. The ruchnis is what it really is. The oisis, shin lam cheslun, is what it really is. And what each of those oisis means, that's what it really is. Mitzvahs. Ruchnis is a mitzvahs. Now it sounds, everything, of course it is. That's not so obvious. We weren't raised thinking that way. We were raised thinking that there's mitzvahs, and that there's a spiritual way of looking at mitzvahs. That's not Jewish. Whenever you hear talk like that, it's coming from someplace that's not Jewish. Even though you'll see also in Svarim that the Svarim will say that this is a siman of this, a siman of that, but it's a remez to this and a remez to that. But that's not what it means, the way that these speeches go. It's not the same thing. If the tzaddikim talk that way, that's not what they mean. It's a symbol of this, a symbol of that. And so to a guy, it's a symbol of something else. And to each person, it's a symbol of something else. But if you look, Lemoshel, if you look in the Sefer Erchei HaKinuyim, if you look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, from the Levush Esrad, other tzaddikim, but they'll tell you. You look over there on the chaf, and it says kisei, chair. Right, you look to see kisei, chair. And when you look there, it tells you what a chair is. It tells you what's a kisei. What does it really mean? What is a kisei? What we see is something that we sit on. But what is it really? What's the seichel shabadav? We have svarim that tell us that. The svarim are bringing from all of the chazal, and from Zohar Kodesh, from Kisvei, and from all the midrashim and sources that we have. I mean, no, what is a kisei? So it says in the Navi in Yeshayah that Hashem was sitting on Hashem sitting on his throne. So what does that mean? So you look in the Malbim tells you, what does it mean? Kisei Hashem. And Hashem's feet are coming down into the on the footstool. What does that mean? Again, so you hear a speech, and the speaker will say that the chair symbolizes this, and the footstool symbolizes that. That's all Das Goy. That's all Das Goy. No, the chair is. There's a Metzias Milchus of what it really is. What we see with our eyes, those are Levushim, for what a Kisei really is. This is something that, this is the Aleph of being a Jew. That's where Rabbi Nachum begins, that's the first Torah. That's the Aleph of being a Jew. To look at the world in such a way that Ruchnius is not an idea, a concept, a mood. Ruchnius is the Metzius HaKayamis. It's not a matter of what it symbolizes to you, what it symbolizes to him or to her. It's not a matter of one's perspective. All the books of the world, from the greatest philosophers and the greatest theologians, are speaking the language of symbolism, all of them. They're not speaking the language of Metzius. Because they can't. Because that's not them. That's not their reality. They're not on that field. It's not part of their rishus. So they're doing the best they can to say that water symbolizes this, and the sky symbolizes that. That's the best that a guy could do. The smarter the fellow, the deeper the thinker, the more profound are the symbols, and the greater are the lessons. Poets are able to take flowers and trees, and able to take stars and make magnificent masterpieces out of them. Because in the poet's mind, the star was a symbol of this, and the moon is a symbol of that. And I told you last year once, I remember that they were interviewing Paul Simon on the radio, must be 35 years ago, and he wrote very, very beautiful songs, and there was somebody that was interviewing him, and he hardly gave Paul Simon a chance to say anything. This guy was so excited that he had Paul Simon, he was talking the whole time, and then Simon's heart came out, didn't say anything. The guy that was interviewing him was talking about like one of his favorite songs, and what it meant to him. You know, and he understood this is the way he understood the Pshatna. And he said what he said to Paul Simon what he understood what it meant to him. And Paul Simon said, "That's really very very nice. I'll tell you the truth. I was just thinking about my girlfriend." That's what he said. No, I wasn't thinking about any of that stuff. And he says, "Oh, that's what it meant to me." The same though. I think that he was, Paul Simon just didn't like him. He gave him a stuff. I mean, he didn't like the way the guy was making the whole shuttle. He didn't like it. But say this, it's emotional and nimshal. Poets are able to take things from the world and to make art out of things and faces and artists that an artist can do with it. It's amazing. But all of that is a matter of perspective. Thoughts, symbols, feelings. But it's not Metzius. It's not Metzius. It's that person's feelings at the time. So you could have a writer who's lonely and miserable and he'll look at and he'll describe or the artist will paint the entire world as weeping and mourning and so on and so forth. It's the Metzius to him. But it's only him. Das God. That's it. Not what the Metzius is. Huchnius is a Metzius Kayamus, the Seich Shabbat Chaldor. Derech Moshe. Yesh Ach, Hamargish B'Yoseh, Say Yoseh Ach Le'achiv. There's a brother who feels very much of a brother to his brother. He feels connected to his brother. He's conscious of that. V'eshu kerege ena margish kol kach mirav tirdus. But he's not always thinking about his brother. Right now he's very, very busy with other stuff. That's his brother, but he's not thinking about him. Ach pshita shamitzis le'nishtantot. But of course it's obvious that just because he's thinking of something else does not change the mitzis. The mitzis is that that's his brother. He's thinking about work right now, but that's still his brother. It doesn't change the mitzias when he's thinking about the brother. And it doesn't change the reality of him being his brother if he's not thinking about him. Even if he didn't think about him for 20 years. So somebody could say, we could have a person had a fight with his brother 10 years ago. And he could tell you, you ask him, you have a brother? He says, well, yes, I have a brother. I've had these conversations with him, but yes, I have a brother. You know, he doesn't even say, yes, I have a brother. You know, you have family. So he tells me about the one that he's connected to and he's happy with. And then and he says, there is another brother. So he could say with the biggest krechts in the world. And he could say, I haven't spoken to him in 10 years. And he could say, I'm finished and done with the guy. He's a nice wolf, he's a Russia, he mistreated our parents, he married a shiksa, he's off the map. But he's still your brother. I mean, that's just the mitzvahs. The fact that you have discontinued your relationship with him doesn't change the mitzvahs. He's your brother. And there's a cheshbon like that. However that works. But that's still your brother. You can't change that just because you haven't thought about him, or because you took him off your speed dial or something. You can't change the mitzvahs. That's the mitzvahs. Kach kol mitzvahs ruchonis. It's the exact same thing when it comes to the mitzvahs of what something really is, which is beyond what you see with your eyes. It's the same thing. Hi mitzvahs brura ba'olam. When you learn the Sramak in Hashem, to Mitzias Brura Va'olam. It's a clear Mitzias. Beinim Hincha Reitza, whether you want to acknowledge that the table really means that, not that it means that what the table really is, or whether you don't accept that, or you don't think about it, you don't believe that the tables, you just think the tables are shtikal, it's a piece of wood. And that's all. Just like the guy thinks his brothers are stickholes, his brother's a piece of wood, because he doesn't care about him. Kol mitzias ruchonis, he mitzias brua ba'olam, benim hilcha right, so whether you want it to be that way, benim loy. Well, you don't want it to be that way. So if a person thinks that a person is going to do an aveira, God forbid, and he doesn't believe that there's a Metzius Ruchanis that he has tampered with as a result of that Aveira, and that tampering has caused an unbelievable dark Roshan to appear in the Olamos. So the guy says, no, I don't believe in that. Doesn't change the Metzius. You don't believe in it, you don't believe in it. Just like a guy can stand, by some nuclear reactor and tell him, don't press that button. You press that button, you're going to blow up the whole, Kansas City or something. He says, get out of here, it's ridiculous. Yeah, a little button like this coming and send to Kansas City. And if that's the Metzius, that somehow drops a bomb on Kansas City, then they can take you away and you can say, I tell you that, I didn't believe that. I just didn't believe it. So the guy, they told you, the authorities there told you that button blows up Kansas City. Yeah, but that's not how I understood. I only said that as a symbol. Yeah, well, all those dead people, they're not symbols, they're dead people. There's no symbol of anything. They're just dead. I thought you were talking about the concept of death. Huh, he wasn't talking about the concept. He was talking about killing people. And he told you, if you press that button, everybody in Kansas City is going to die. And you press the button. But I'll tell you, I didn't believe in that. I only believe in what's in front of me. And in front of me, there's a red button. And when you press a red button, nothing happens. It goes deep. So whether you accept it or you don't accept it, you believe in it, you don't believe in it. You think this is a piece of wood, fine. If it's to you, there's no difference whether you put a sefer on the table, whether you put a magazine on the table, whether you put a kosher food on the table, God forbid, a piece of tarvis, and there's no difference to you. Okay. You take your chances. But it doesn't change reality, just because you have a different take on it. Your take is wrong. There's a mitzias ruchonis kayemis. Ruchnis is not, again, ruchnis is not a perspective. You have to be so careful because you find Orthodox Jews talking this way all the time. All the time. When you begin to learn the Sfarim HaKadoshim, you begin to learn in earnest the Sfarim HaKadoshim, and then you hear these talks, and you see these things, these shtiklach, these divrei Torah, you realize that that's what they're talking. They're talking about red buttons. I don't mean the comedian red buttons. There was they're talking about that red button in Kansas City. It's a symbol. It's a perspective. It's a thought. It's a feeling. It's my take on it. And because of that, people can have all different kinds of takes on halacha also. So that the rabbi disagrees with the Taz. Well, the Taz had his perspective. I have my perspective. It begins with not believing that Ruchnius is a Mitzias, but thinking of Ruchnius the way the Goyim think of Ruchnius, as symbols, feelings, emotions, thoughts, ideas, concepts, v'chulu. Unless we erase that from our consciousness, unless we erase that way of looking at things, unless we connect to the first Torah in Likutei Moran, Oymid, and to begin to look at the world the way that a Jew is supposed to look at the world, which is me'eva la'atzmai. It's not your red button. Beyond, it's higher, it's the olamus, and what that is, what the Sfarim tell us, what the Shulchan is, what this is, what that is. Not what it means to the author. So we could interview the author. And that the author will tell us if he could bring up Ernest Hemingway from the grave, which would be a big mistake, but if you could, it caused enough damage while he was here the first time. But if you bring up from the grave, you say, hey, Ernest, we know that you were a deranged, suicidal person, but when you wrote that brilliant piece, what were you thinking? What did it mean? People are always talking about that. They'd be fascinated to you. Doesn't mean anything. It means to you whatever it means to you. There's no nafkimini really. And that's, I think, that's what Paul Sonnenschein was making fun of with that guy. Okay, it means that to you. To me, it was my girlfriend. He was making fun. Whatever it means to you. Whatever it means to you. But people talk like that about Torah mitzvahs also. But it means to them. There's an independent mitzvahs and ruchnias. Regardless of whether you or I are thinking that way, or whether we're alive or we're not alive. It's what it is. It's as Hashem is Baruch made it, and makes it every single second. The Ruach Piv Kol Tzavan. Every second. It is what it is. Our choice is to connect to that or not. That's our entire choice. Okay?
I was going to say, on the Rebbe, talked about brothers, and strong feeling for me, but it's seers sometimes. You don't realize that until a person is coming, then you really see the mitzvah.
Yeah.
The physical presence is not here, and then you realize the mitzvah of the person has nothing to do with his physical being.
Right.
All the things that we don't realize until the person's not here.
Yeah, because the physical presence inhabits our space, and we're so shallow that we become completely taken by that reality. And as that physical reality, when that physical reality disappears, so then the metzias of ruchnias is all that you can relate to, or much of what you can relate to. And you can look at pictures and think, of course, but you want to connect to the metzias and ruchnias, and then you could become a little bit heartbroken because you wish you could have seen that while he was with you, and now you feel like I missed the boat. I didn't chap. That's the most terrible feeling. I didn't chap. I had a Rebbe like that. We used to make fun of him all the time. He was a big tzaddik. A Rebbe like that when I was in high school. I had 2.5 years. I had this Rebbe. He was a very famous Talmid Chacham, big Talmid Chacham. To this day, I don't think I go more than like a month or two without thinking back about how we just didn't chap, didn't understand, and the things that we were doing, we thought were like funny, and all the stuff that we did, and we thought that he didn't understand anything, and I remember I kept on saying to myself, so I already finished, and I was in HSL, and I came back, and he said the Les Bracha and under our chuppah. And I always was saying, I have to go back to Rebbe and to talk to him and to apologize and, you know, for all that stuff. And I kept on saying it. And then around maybe a month after our chasma, I went to my parents, and my father said, you heard it. No, it couldn't have been a month. It was more than that because the Yahrzeit. But it was some months after my father said, you heard that Rabbi Lubavsky was nifter. And I started to cry. I said, I can't believe I didn't know. I didn't realize, and I didn't hear that he was sick. And I was gonna, you know, I was gonna go talk to him. I never did. I go to the grave. But I never went to speak to him about it. It's terrible because The metzias of the person was not the metzias that we made him out to be when we were there with him. And it was so different from who he really was. Yeah, we're guilty of that all the time. It's very hard. We're very taken by something, how it appears. And he appeared to be some, you know, antiquated leftover from, you know, from Lithuania in 1914 or something, and the way he said words and the way he did stuff was so, to us, it was just hilarious. And, you know, we went with that. We didn't go to Metzias HaRuchanis HaKeyemis. When a person leaves the world, you can connect more to that. So the Hashpah, the connection, the Hiskashas, that's what the Svarim say, the Hiskashas that one can have with the Tzaddik, if the Tzaddik dies, is stronger than the Hiskashas you can have with the Tzaddik so high. That's what the Tanya says in the Geras HaKadosh. It's strong. This kashrus with the tzaddik who left the world is stronger than this kashrus that you could have. It's stronger than this kashrus that tzaddik while he's alive, because when he was alive, the Rosh Hashanah writes about that in the that you have in the countries of Shtachus. This kashrus for the person who left the world is stronger. Can be stronger. Because the metzias, the only metzias that you really can connect to is the Metzias of who he is, as opposed to, unless you just sit around with albums all the time. You have people that do that. People have millions of pictures. People take pictures, crazy. With pictures, see what goes on with pictures. And it used to be, at least you had to have a camera and you had to develop the film. Now with the pictures, with it, everything's, the phones and everything takes pictures. I don't know, pencils, pens. You take everything is a camera. There's a camera. That's why people have to be so careful what they're doing, because there's always somebody photographing them. Everything's a camera. What do they do with all these pictures? I only looked at the pictures from our wedding, I think, twice. I looked at the pictures. I prefer looking at my wife, honestly. I only looked twice at the album, I think. The movie I never looked at once. Not the whole thing. It wasn't like now video. It was just, you know, how it used to be those movies with the thing. But I looked at it maybe once. My father, I think, for 5 minutes looked at it. My mother, the women had a whole big you know, they brought in popcorn, and it was a whole big thing. And I went for a little bit, and my father like stood by the door and he looked a little bit and he smiled and he walked out. And I remember feeling that if I would stay there, my father would think that I was being silly. It was that cheshbon. So I stayed a little bit and then I walked out like, oh, women, you know. Men don't look at these things. It's silly. So I don't remember how much I wanted to see the rest of it or not. It was pretty much, you know, the same thing, just different people. It's the same thing over and over, just like you feel sometimes when you go to a wedding, you're not thinking about the pnimius of the chasan and kav. If you don't think about the pnimius and the metzias v'chanis hakeyemis underneath the chasana, then you did your three nights in Williamsburg, you know. If you got lucky, there was one marina diarrhea thrown in for the onion rings and the fries, if you got lucky. Other than that, you know. I always think it's a shame that the wealthier people spend money on that stuff. Just, you know, like the cheshbon. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit easier to get too, and you can get a little bit better, you know, get some more fried foods. Other than that, all the weddings look the same. All the weddings are the same. It's an afkimen. But if it's your chasna, if it's your children getting married, because why? Because you're connected to the mitzias haruchanis akeyamis. But if you're not, then what is it to go from one, honestly, what does it mean to go from one wedding to another wedding? What's the chilek from one wedding to the other? This one took the valet park guy another 10 minutes, this one's less. This one you ran in a circle for 15 minutes, the other one you ran for a half hour. This one you ran 2 miles per hour, this one you ran 5 miles per hour. What's the chilek? Unless a person has his kashrus to the metzias haruchanis, a chasam kala, or the parents of chasam kala, whatever. So then it's something else. So two people sit at the same shavar brachas. For one person it's a ganegan, for the other person it's a gehanim. You know that. It should always be only simchas. But two people are sitting at the same shavar brachas. And the grandfather is getting up and talking. And you have the people that they're sitting there, and their eyes are all watery, and they're listening to every word, they're hanging on to every word, licking it up. And then the other people said, you know, like this, what's the matter with the old man? He's making very crazy. For the people who have kashrus to the inside of what it is, so then to them it's a Gan Eden. To the ones who only see this as a symbol of the continuity of life, those are the speeches they always like. They have stuff like that in them all the time. The continuity of life, Jewish brotherhood, you know. So then, yeah, you can go crazy after a few minutes. How much can you hear about continuity and brotherhood? I wish the continuity would stop continuing so much, because you can go crazy. There's so much continuity. But if you makusha to the mitzias haruchanis hakayamis, then the people that are standing there are only levushim for the deeper ruchnias of who that person is. You know who that person is. You're connected to that person. It's not some old man that's making a speech. To the other people, that is, but not to you. It's not an old guy making a speech. And even if the other person, the Shavu Brachas, accepts that the old man is a symbol of survival, because he's a Holocaust survivor, so it shows the perseverance of the Jewish people, and so on and so forth. Okay, it's right, the symbols, it's nice. But that's not going to keep you spellbound, listening and hanging on to every word, even if he can barely speak English, and even if it doesn't make that much sense what he's saying to other people, but to the person who's connected to the Metzias Eruchanis. It's a different world. Ruchnius is a Metzias. Metzias Bruvel, and Benim Hincha writes, and Benim Inloy. Whether you want it or you don't want it, whether you believe in it or you don't believe in it, whether you accept it or you don't accept it, it is there. Benim Hincha Margish Ben Lav. Whether you feel it or you don't feel it. Again, the two people, the Shavar Brachas, two people going into shul. One person believes that every word, all the Olam is, the other person thinks that, no, you know, I could try it by saying these things with sincerity, maybe it'll help me. Benim hincha mamin, benim loy. Mitzias hi, she'ena tliya b'davar. It's a mitzias that's ena tliya b'davar. It doesn't depend on anything else. It is what it is. It's a mitzias. The more that a Jew purifies his thoughts and his mind and his heart, Vizakech Maisev Amenoso, and refines and purifies his actions and his faith. Yikariv Atzma Yoisel Zaitza Metzias. That's all of life, is to draw closer to that true Metzias. How can I connect to the Metzias of other tables? How can I connect to the Metzias of my friend? How can I connect to the true Metzias of my wife, of my children? The Metzias Ruchanis Kayemis, of what a bird is, of what the sun is. How can I carve myself to that Metzias Ruchanis Kayemis? That's all of our avodah. You carve atzmi yoisel zoyis hametzias akiyemis ki shemesh b'tzahrayim, that it should become so clear, like the sun that's shining in the middle of the day. Okay, Mitch Shem will continue.